today's words of wisdom. The International Human Rights Conference will be presented in Formosa and Mandarin, with subtitles in Arabic, overseas of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Formosa, Taiwan. The Portuguese是 village 的意思。位于宽太平洋海线，也就是地震区的西边。因为地震陆地运动不断进行，形成岛上雄伟高山、山峦、平原、盆地、海岸线，和一挂奇特景观。
差不多有18,400多种野生生物住伫岛内，其中20%以上是罕见。或者是特别绝种的生物。
福尔摩沙虽然是一个小岛，上天却赐予一连串惊奇壮丽自然景观。阿基哥山顶加原住民部落，秘密的山脉、美丽水墙、加精雕雕刻的石庙，
感动到因的信心，甲对内在天高地势。以及开会新的卡邦，青海无常师主任福尔摩沙就到这的众多邀请，分享伊的智慧甲真知远见。
2007年年初，青海无常师回应着世界会议会员成立的卡邦，参加新年庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多100名的世界会议会员以及贵宾。在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年古历新年。
1994年6月2日，福尔摩沙台湾台北举办国际人权大会，青海无常师在会中获颁世界领导主义领袖奖，以及被聘请为世界人权人民英语总顾问。这项殊荣由国际人权人民主席芭芭拉·芬奇以及世界文化交流协会执行长丹凤根颁奖。
现在邀请您收看国际人权大会这场青海无常师莅临的盛会。
Supreme Master Cheng Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction.Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
立法委员王俊先先生特别致电，支持国际人权大会，积极地参与国际人权事务。我们谢谢王俊先委员给我们的这个慰问。
From the Hawaiian News, it's Wong Chun Chuan, the Hawaiian News Editor.
Guibin 致辞，我们恭请立法委员林正杰先生上台为我们致辞。
这次林委员呢，对于这个立法院的联署关于越南难民声援方面的事情，尽了相当大的力。我们在这边谢谢他，也请他上台为我们说句话。
今天大会的主持人芭芭拉女士以及陈洪刚先生， 还有尊敬的青海无上师，以及来自世界各地的贵宾，还有我们国内的同修，大家好，大家晚安。首先我想要作为一个立法委员，在这边要欢迎来自世界各地的朋友，已经不再有机会看到来自这么多的国家的朋友同时在台北市出现。这也是因为青海无上师他给我们台湾带来的福报，因为他关心越南的难民，使得这么多的国家的朋友开始跟我们台湾重新结上了缘分。首先我想要提一点事实，为什么越南的难民值得我们那么大的关心。现在据统计，全世界大概有3000万以上的难民，其中有些是因为战争，有些因为政治因素，有些因为经济的因素到各地流离失所，其中大概有一部分是属于一个国家内部的国内难民，但是属于国际难民的大概有1000多万。可是在亚洲这种难民非常的少，因为现在亚洲的经济越来越繁荣，所以亚洲的难民问题基本上是不难解决的。据统计，现在最困难的还是越南的难民，但是这里头最迫切需要解决的是香港的越南难民。香港政府他们是在1995年以前希望让这27000多个越南难民全部都遣返越南，但是很困难的一点是说，今天很多这些越南的难民他们回不去越南了。他们有些人是在1979年中越边境战争之后，因为恐惧的因素从越南逃到中国大陆，辗转再逃到香港，里头大概有50%到60%是华侨，也就是中国人的后裔移民到越南去的，那他们现在的子孙又住不下去再移民出来的。所以这些问题里头，香港的问题我想是有必要优先解决，所以青海无上师选择上这个地方去尽最大的力量，甚至让我们全世界 有这么多的人共同来关心这个问题是非常正确的。我个人主张对于这些难民，我们台湾假使要走向国际的社会，国际政治做一个大家能够尊重的一个国家，那我们台湾应该去争取让这些越南难民进入到我们这个地方获得居留权。我为什么这样说呢？事实上每个国家每年都有各式各样的外国人进进出出，为什么偏偏对这些越南难民大家都把门关起来呢？事实上这里头就牵涉到对穷人的一种歧视，对落后，所谓经济上落后国家的一种歧视。每个国家都以为自己很有钱，怕别人来分享自己的财富，因为这种心理所以没有人愿意去接纳这些难民。但是假设在这种情况之下，台湾能够分担这个国际责任，扮演这个角色，我相信会得到世界上每一个国家的尊重。很多人也许以为说台湾跟香港一样是人口密度很大的国家，地狭人稠，不适合去接受这些难民，但是我想从很多具体的数字完全跟这种说法是颠倒的。我们台湾大量的需要外籍的劳工，现在有17万的外籍人士在台湾做工，我们还需现在跟我们的劳工单位去申请还没有获得批准的还有7万个工作的需求，所以台湾其实足以容纳这2万多个 越南的难民，我相信他们很乐意，也会很勤奋地做他们能够得到的任何的工作。同时呢，台湾的人口现在呈低度的成长，过去我们推行家庭计划，说一对夫妻最好只生两个小孩，但是现在因为人口的老化低成长，我们政府已经放弃掉这样子的两个小孩子的政策，鼓励大家再多生育子女，所以台湾并不怕更多的人进来。另外，照我们内政部的统计，台湾每年移民出去到别的国家的人，减掉从别的国家移民进来变成国民的人，其实我们出去的人是多了接近2万多到3万人，所以我们一年的移出去的人就足以容纳所有的越南难民。所以种种的数字证明，事实上台湾可以把门开得更大，而且我们欢迎这些难民进来，我们也不是说把它当作一个很便宜的劳工，把它当作劳动力，当作只是一种生产的工具，不是如此。我们把它当成活生生的人，当成跟我们每个国民一样享受一切平等权利的人，我们愿意热烈地去拥抱他们。台湾是一个海岛国家，海岛国家假设没有开放的心态，就很容易变成一个小小的铁幕。但是假使我们把我们的心灵放开，我们接受全世界的人进到台湾，那么人来人往，台湾就会变成一个国际上最繁荣的地区，因为所有的人他的智慧，他的文化都会变成台湾的一种财富跟资源。同时我觉得越南难民的事情，我们应该负担的责任其实是比很多国家更大，因为我们中国人在过去我们贫穷的时候，世界接纳我们很多的移民，今天全世界有3000多万个中国的移民的后代住在全世界很多的地方，这就是所谓的华侨。同时呢，台湾的人移民到世界各地的，光是在美国也超过30多万，光是美国一个地方。同时呢，我们也不会忘记，我们看这些越南的难民，我们感同身受，因为我们在台湾今天有2100万的国民，其中除了30万是属于原住民，属于 native 之外，其他的每一个台湾今天的大家看到的每一个台湾人都是移民的后代或者是难民的后代，所以他们的悲哀，他们的痛苦，我们更能够理解他们，所以我们希望能够全力支持他们。再度感谢各位给我们台湾这样子的机会来表现我们的爱心，欢迎各位，四海一家是我们的理想，谢谢。
我们谢谢立法委员林立伟给我们所有人的关怀跟爱的演讲，关怀越南难民就是关怀我们中华儿女，谢谢。接下来我们邀请国代主席团主席张福兴先生上台为我们说几句话。这次张福兴先生呢，为我们联署了60几位的国代代表，然后呢，支援我们收容越南难民的这样子一个提案。谢谢张福兴先生。
大会主席巴巴拉女士，还有我们陈洪刚先生，我们敬爱的青海无上师，还有 来自世界各国的贵宾，以及在座的各位女士、各位先生，大家晚安。非常荣幸有机会参加今天的大会。我想在座有很多我们国民大会的代表跟我一样的感觉到荣幸，因为在这个场合里头，我们可以代表我们的国民大会来欢迎来自世界各国的贵宾，也有机会向我们敬爱的青海无上师表示最高的敬意。刚刚我们的立法委员林正杰先生在这个地方做了一个非常精彩的报告，所以我想我也跟他同样的心情。我们今天的国际人权大会，我想他最主要的目的，他是主张一个人生而平等，而且是一个有生存与追求幸福的一个自由权利的这么一个大会。我想国际人权联盟对我们基本人权以及人性尊严的这个绝对尊重啊，我想以我本人的理念跟在座所有贵宾的主张都是共同一致的，所以这次我非常敬佩我们来自花莲的杨丽艳女士，她的热心以及她的精神对我非常的影响很大，所以我在国民大会也透过我们很多的同事呢，对我们禅定协会、青海无上师，对我们越南所谓难包的一些救援工作啊，让我有机会在国民大会提出呼吁，希望我们所有的国民大会的同仁能够向政府表示意见，希望能够配合我们禅定协会积极来援助越南难民的工作。我想我们国内在1981年以来，我们的社会安定、政治进步，特别是在经济景气以及财政安定方面受到世界各国的肯定，因此从那个时候开始，我们就主动的参与国际灾难的援助工作，特别是最近5年以来，我们国内除了政府以外，民间的参与也大力的援助有关我们国际的救援工作，所以特别是对人道捐献方面，这方面的角色呢，可以说是日行的加重，所以我想利用这个机会向所有的来自世界各国的朋友们告诉各位，我们政府以及人民有这种能力也有这种条件来关心，就像禅定协会的朋友们所关心的救助世界有关难民的工作。最近我们的总统李登辉先生，他为了要突破我们的国际外交，他曾经有跨洲之旅，主要的目的我们是要重新返回我们的联合国。我想要重新进入这个国际组织联合国之前，我们的政府以及我们的人民已经积极的参与国际组织的有关活动。刚刚林正杰委员提到，我们的政府跟我们的人民，他现在有条件也有能力，而且也非常热忱的像在座的各位朋友一样来关心世界上的有关活动。我们也反对战争，我们也反对暴力，所以因此我今天有这么一个机会来跟在座所有的贵宾 所有的朋友来共同来为响应青海无上师的伟大感召，目前国民大会正在会期中，我想我个人也利用这个机会向在座所有的贵宾，特别是来自世界各国的朋友，我们一定会把青海无上师的伟大感召来影响我们的国人以外，我们一定会把这些宝贵的意见希望政府能够加以重视。我说唯有这样，我们才能够迈向一个世界和平、没有战争、没有暴力的社会。我想这个就是我们今天召开国际人权大会的主要目的。最后我再度的利用这个机会，谢谢我们所有的世界各国的朋友到台北来，也特别谢谢青海无上师，你的很多在我们国内的子弟们，他是我们安定社会的重要力量，也是帮助政府的最重要的力量，所以利用这个机会表示感谢之意。最后，敬祝今天的大会成功，也敬祝所有的贵宾、所有的女士和所有先生身体健康，万事如意。谢谢各位。
我们也再次谢谢张竹新先生的爱心。接下来，我们请澳洲《朝阳日报》发行人 Miss Ben 简先生上台致辞。简先生创下《优乐人澳洲办报》相当成功的例子。简先生，
Our Great Master, Master Chin Hai, all the honorable representatives of international organizations and members of all the press worldwide, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Today marks a historical event. I am so fortunate to meet her for the first time, and through her I understand the feeling of love, the feeling that all thousands of us come here today,all coming for the common goal of saving life, saving human lives. And as a matter of fact, it is 60,000 refugees in camp in South Asia. And no matter this is a Vietnamese refugee or Cambodian refugee in Phuc Hatlan or any refugee in any war-torn country, they in fact are human beings. And they are one of us. And it's our duty to save them.And it's really hurting me to see the bureaucrat trying to play their role of political scoring. And they let a lady, an elegant lady, but with the heart shining as thousands of brilliant sons, our great Master Chin Hai. And I would like to salute her and like to congratulate her. And we should put our hand together to salute our Master Chin Hai for the world leaders.And I think she really deserved the Nobel Prize for the World Peace for this one. The Supreme Master Chin Hai, care and compassion for humankind have gloriously shined to every corner of this planet. And from Australia, as I am the representative of the Vietnamese Daily Newspaper and also the Vietnamese Press, being the Commissioner for the New South Wales,Ethics Affairs Commission, and also I have the endorsement of the president of nearly 200,000 Vietnamese living in Australia, Mr. Vo Minh Cuong, who officially sent this to me, and I would like to read here. Please convey my deepest congratulations to the Supreme Master Chin Hai and to the International Human Rights Conference hosted by the International Federation for Human Rights and the World Cultural Association in the United States,supported by World League Federation and Democracy for the Republic of China, with Asia Pacific League for Freedom and Democracy, with One Vision of Taiwan, as well as Chinese Association for Human Rights. On behalf of nearly 200,000 Vietnamese refugees now becoming Australian citizenship, living in Australia, I would like to wish the conference every single success in supporting the Vietnamese refugee in Southeast Asia and restoring human rights with dignity. Master, this is the humble gesture which we want to give to you, and also we would like you to receive this as our deepest gratitude to all the indeed a very, very nice and compassionate action you have done to mankind, also people around the earth, not only mentioning Vietnamese, but all the nations worldwide every time they need your help. Also in here, I got in here that as soon as the matter corners appeal for helping the refugee, we have called the Minister for Multicultural and Asian Affairs, Senator Nick Bocas, and the Shadow Minister, Jim Short. And as a matter of fact, after our speech tonight and coming back to Sydney, I will have a special meeting with him in which I advise him what happened today, and also I advise him on the conference today so we can reach to a conclusion helping the refugees. As you know that the refugee in Australia, as myself being one of them, have contributed to the success of our nation, and just 2 weeks ago, Senator Nick Bocas, the Minister of Immigration, officially launched his community profile on the Vietnamese born. And I proudly quote what he states, that the rate of success of Vietnamese is very high. As a matter of fact, they have gained the Australian citizenship nearly 81%, higher than the average 61.4% of any other ethnic background in our multicultural society. And by doing so, they also contribute to the success of a nation as one, and this is where we're going to show the whole world our United Sydney, hand-in-hand hosting the Year of 2000 Games. And I also wish this opportunity officially invite our master as a representative of the 200,000 Vietnamese living in Australia as an honored guest in the Sydney Olympic 2000. The minister, one of the ministers who's responsible for the game, which is the Honorable Michael Foridas, Minister of Agriculture, is a very good friend of mine, and I'm pretty sure that he's very delighted and honored to have a master with us, because everywhere she goes, the earth is moving with her as well. Also, during one of the talks with the community, I have in here one of the letters to the Senator Garrett Evans, QC, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and I read, "Dear Minister, the Vietnamese community in Australia have discussed with me its concern about the situation facing persons in a refugee camp in South Asia following the decision made by the CPA, which is the Comprehensive Plan of Action meeting on Geneva on 14 February 1994 to close all the camps at the end of 1995. As I understand it, the community is not opposing the closure of the camps, but is deeply concerned that there is no forced repatriation or returnees. It is also concerned about certain groups of members in the camps, at least in a letter to you on 12 May 1994. Having read very carefully that letter and following my discussion with the community leaders, I wish to support their concern as outlined in the letter. And I hope that Australia representative to the technical meeting of the steering committee of the CPA being held in the 2nd and 3rd June this year, 1994, will take full account of the issue raised by the community in its letter to you. And this is signed by Senator Jim Short, which is the Shadow Minister for Agricultural, Immigration, and also assisting the leader of the opposition on Asian Affairs. While waiting for a reply, and I hope that the CPI meeting next 2nd and 3rd of June will be a successful one, our community have very thoughtful discuss, and we come to a plan which we have in 2 points. We actually can send legal representatives, lawyers, attorneys coming to the camp, and they will help the High Commissioner of United Nations to reassess the criteria of all the refugees over there. By doing so, we can reassure that everyone has a fair go. Now, it might sound long or might be shorter, but from a big problem, we can make it small, and we can make a small problem disappear. And we think that the best way we can encourage them not to commit suicide in mass number. And also, that's the best way for them, as our fellow countrymen, in explaining to them the way that the public attention is getting to there. And we hope that we can succeed if the United Nations go ahead with our plan. As you can see, that even the Vietnamese community is the youngest one, but as a refugee, every time we go to the country, we always try to support and give all the help that we can. And the Vietnam Wars, as we see over there, is one of the longest wars after World War II. Therefore, all the things which remain are the cause and the consequences. All the countries in the world are entirely or partially participating in the world and involved with the world itself. Now, we can't run away from that. We are talking about human life, about 60,000 human life, which every country has a responsibility to take care of that. The reason that it has been lingering so far is because we have got any leader, and we think this is God's will to give us an elegant and magnificent leaders, and this is the Great Master Chin Hai, who we think that all the government and all the countries in the world will not only listen to her advice, but also with her disciples all around the world, they can come together, and then they can publicly announce the thing which they help to settle the refugee issues. You see, because getting here, I was so scared. And I told Master that I might not fulfill her task, which she entrusted me to do so. And she told me that, Dave, don't be scared. Just speak straight from your heart and nothing but the truth. And I do. I speak from the truth. I speak from the truth because I'm a human being. I'm a human being like every one of us in here. We're all children of God. And because we are children of God, we have to take care of each other. And I'm so thankful to Master, who have given me a tiny part of her wisdom, her universal wisdom, so that I can come up here and utter this word to all of you today. Even a lot of you are very intellectual scholars, and my age is probably half of the age. I'm so glad that we have a chance to make our plan to the media, and I hope the media can give us a good coverage. Aren't you glad that one day in the future, you can be proud to say to your children and your grandchildren that I myself have participated in saving human life, saving nearly 60,000 human lives. So let's do it now, before it's too late. Together we can do it. With the guidance of our Supreme Master Chin Hai, if you give us a helping hand from media, we can achieve it. You can help us. Together, not only you can help the Vietnamese refugee, but you are helping the children of God, and they are one of us. Please. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
感谢爱好地球的观众，收看今仔日的智慧之语节目，拜祢。请继续收看国际人权大会第三集，焦点是由中部处艺术甲人性节目，请继续收看武雄市电视台 愿您心彩飞扬，内心充满喜乐和慈爱。
We appreciate your earth-loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for part 3 of the International Human Rights Conference. A journey through aesthetic realms is up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirits soar to the heavenly sphere filled with joy and loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.